Welcome to Mindset Monday by the Sales IQ podcast. I'm your host, Luigi Prestonenzi, and I'm here to help you be the best you can be. Everyone has the potential to be the best version of themselves they can be. Sometimes things prevent us from capitalizing on that awesomeness that is sitting dormant inside of you. This podcast is about helping you unlock that potential by focusing on one thing that can help you be the very best you can be. If you run into a wall, don't turn around and give up. Figure out how to climb it. That is a quote by the remarkable Michael Jordan. And why is that my quote for this week? This is the first episode of Monday Mindset for 2022. And why am I so excited about this particular episode? I think the start of every year, we have this fresh feeling. It's reset. We're starting again. It's kind of like you're reborn, you're reinvented. You have this level of energy and a level of enthusiasm about what's possible and what can be achieved in the year to come. If you're like me and you set some goals, you reflect on what worked well and you set some objectives for what you want to achieve this year or for the new year, not resolutions, but actual objectives, goals, things that matter with action steps, you'd be feeling pretty good about what's in front of us. Now, I'm writing an ebook at the moment, an ebook on mindset. I'm developing an ebook for my community to allow sales professionals to really build that foundation, to springboard to be the very best they can be. Because as we've spoken before, have you heard me say this time and time again, mindset is what separates the high performers from everybody else. But as I was writing this ebook, I stumbled across an article. I stumbled across a study about the traits of an elite athlete, the traits of the Michael Jordans, the traits of the Cristiano Ronaldo. And I'm going to share those seven traits in this episode. And as you're listening to these traits, I want you to ask yourself a question. Are these traits that are superhuman, that are only designed for superhuman people who do superhuman things? Or are these traits that I can do, I can control, I can execute each and every day to be the very best I can be? Now, let's have a look at these traits. These traits, you know, they were smacking me in the face. I was getting this energy and enthusiasm and motivation. I was feeling great reading these traits going, yes, I can do exactly these things that these elite sports people do. So let's look at the first one, supreme concentration. Now, that's probably the biggest challenge that I have with, right? The lack of focus. And that's something that I've had to really, really, really work hard on. But that supreme concentration is something elite athletes do very well. Their ability to get in the zone, get really laser focused on a particular outcome. So I want you to think about that. And I want you to be asking yourself a question. The past 12 months, how focused were you? Did you allow distractions? Did you allow notifications to kind of distract you when you were in something pretty deep, right? Because I think that the notifications, email, all those things, there are ways for us to kind of get that focus and get that supreme concentration in place. So that's the first trait that was shared. The second was the commitment to excellence. This is awesome. This is about focusing on training and trying to improve every single day, making sure that training is a part of the process, doing the hard work before game days, being committed to being the best they can be. I mean, this is one trait that I think when you look at the best performing sales professionals, they are relentless in their pursuit of learning. They are relentless in owning their own development. They don't leave it to other people. They don't put it to their managers to say, I don't get coached the way I should be. I don't get enough training from my enablement team. No, they own it. If they need some help, they go and find it. Desire and motivation is the next trait. Regardless of the ups and downs, regardless of the challenges elite athletes encounter, they use it as fuel. They continue to move forward because they know that challenges are going to incur, that there's going to be some barriers. It's part of the process. They embrace it. They're empowered by it. The next trait is that positive state of mind and optimism. Just like the earlier one from a motivation perspective and getting that desire, they don't look at failure as an outcome. It's just part of the process. They use it as a learning. And think about all the elite athletes. You've heard Kobe Bryant talk about this. You've heard about the soccer players and the football players talk about this. They review game day tapes. They review it. Why? Because they need to see, you know, what they could have done differently and then work on maybe some of their weaknesses to turn them into a strength. So this is a key part of the process, that positive state of mind and being optimistic and always knowing that it's part of the journey. The other trait that elite athletes have is that confidence and self-belief, believing in themselves and knowing that the outcome is not a result of that one game. It's knowing that they've put the hard work, they're working every single day, they're doing what's required to get the job done. That's what gives them confidence because it allows them to be competent at what they're doing. And one of the last traits, which was quite surprising for me, was the relationships. Building the relationships and support around them to really elevate them to be the best they can be. So when you think about these traits, we've just gone through seven traits that elite athletes, it's been this study identified elite athletes all share these common traits. Think about that from a sales perspective. What are the traits that you've just heard that you can do, that you can focus on? These are non-skill related traits. It's not like that one of the traits was they had this unique talent. These are all behavioral traits. These are all characteristics built around their mindset. So as you're starting 2022, as you're really trying to create that rhythm, that momentum to really propel you so that you can achieve the best outcome for yourself this year, think about those traits. Ask yourself, what are some of those traits that maybe you don't focus on? And how can you bring that into your world so that it can allow you to be the very best you can be? Now, if this is a message that's resonated for you or someone you know needs to hear this, please like, rate, and share this. I create this content to help you be the very best you can be.